Welcome to Game Reflections presented by Glass Tech. I'm Andrew Mason of DenverBroncos.com. We've got a weekly feature here where we're going to take a look at a couple of plays from the previous week's game on the big Glass Tech monitor and detail how they worked for the Broncos. So this week we're looking back at preseason game number 3. We're going to start with the 16-yard touchdown run by C.J. Anderson, one of the best plays of the entire preseason. You're going to see here him going through a big hole on the right side for the touchdown. A great example of teamwork from the blocking scheme. Menelik Watson here at right tackle, Matt Paradis, Max Garcia with some of the key blocks. Looking on the inside, then you see Emmanuel Sanders here making a block there to seal the linebacker. Wide open for C.J. Anderson to get through on the right side for a touchdown. A great example of what this power-based blocking scheme can do. Great job by the Broncos offensive line and also by Emmanuel Sanders with that block. And that was something Tyke Tolbert noted on Twitter. Next play we're going to look at, Shelby Harris's fourth quarter sack. Of course, he had 3 sacks in the game, but this is the one I like best because it's a great example of a team sack. Because you look here, you've got Kevin Snyder coming off the edge, and he's the one who generates the pressure. Shelby Harris is winning his one-on-one battle from on the inside here, but Snyder is the one who comes off the edge, gets the pressure. Harris has pushed his man back. He's in the right place at the right time. Danny Mason, also with pressure, could have gotten in on the sack. Harris is the one who ends up getting credit for the play. But you've got guys winning their individual matchups. Even DeMarcus Walker there on the outside is getting into the backfield as well. The entire front line and the outside linebackers, they're all collapsing the pocket. They're all making things miserable for Green Bay quarterback Brett Hundley. They're all getting in on it. It's just Shelby Harris who gets the sack. But a great job across the board by the Broncos pass rush to make that sack happen midway through the fourth quarter. Shows the kind of depth the Broncos have in their front 7. It's going to make some cuts very difficult coming up in the next few days. Thanks for joining us on the Glass Tech Game Reflections for this week. I'm Andrew Mason. We'll see you next time.